Walking Meditation Q&A. Why does walking meditation come first? Why does walking meditation come before sitting? Is it okay to reverse the order if that feels more convenient? It seems to me it is harder to concentrate during walking, and I become distracted much more easily because there is one more sense included. I have tried walking with closed eyes, but it does not work as I lose my balance. First, do not walk with closed eyes as you will lose your balance. Beyond that, this question concerns the goal of meditation. You describe your goal as concentration, and that is wrong. The goal should not be concentration. It should be wisdom. This is something that has to be repeated again and again. Hoping for concentration or calm in meditation is a real hindrance. It is an attachment and a desire, wanting your experience to be other than what it is. There is nothing wrong with your walking meditation. What you are seeing is the impermanence, suffering, and non-self of the mind. The mind is changing all the time, so there is impermanence. One moment you are with the foot, and then all of a sudden your mind is off somewhere else, and it seems like the two mind states have no relationship with each other. This results in suffering. It is not the way you want it to be according to your desire. Because you can't control it, you start to realize that it is non-self. You cannot make it to be the way you want it to be. You might make a resolve. Now I am going to be mindful from here to the wall. And two steps later, you have forgotten because even your mind is not you or yours. Distraction has to fade away naturally. You should not try to suppress it or force it away, as this gives rise to more delusion, the idea that I can control the mind. Proper focus has to come naturally through mindfulness. Meditators are often overly concerned with concentration, thinking that their minds must be calm and quiet in order to give rise to wisdom. This is sometimes due to common translations of the word samadhi as concentration. The word samadhi is best translated as focus because it comes from the same root as the word same, meaning level or balanced. The goal is not merely to become concentrated, it is to balance concentration with effort. Practicing walking and sitting together balances concentration with effort. Sitting meditation is a great practice, but until your faculties are balanced, it can make you drowsy. If that happens, you should stand up and practice walking instead. Walking meditation is great for developing energy, but it can have the problem of making you distracted. When you feel distracted, you might decide to sit down and do sitting meditation instead. What you are seeing is that in order to balance the faculties, both walking and sitting are important. In sitting, you can become drowsy or caught up in the calm and the tranquility. You might fall into a trance. Getting up and walking can help you to break such habits. It can also help you to overcome attachment to pleasant states attained during sitting meditation, forcing you to be objective. We like sitting and we like lying even better, normally because we can enter into very peaceful states lying down, including falling asleep, which many people are very much attached to. Why do we do walking first? Doing walking meditation first is not a hard and fast rule, but one of the benefits of walking meditation enumerated by the Buddha himself is that the focus of mind gained from walking lasts for a long time. Because it is dynamic, it has the ability to prepare the mind for sitting meditation. It is a useful segue from the dynamic behavior during ordinary life into a static sitting posture. If you go directly from working and acting in the world to sitting still, your mind hasn't had a chance to prepare. This is why people find themselves nodding off during sitting meditation or falling into trance states. Walking meditation is halfway between the two. The long-lasting focus and balance of mind that comes from walking meditation augments sitting meditation. When you are living an ordinary life, sometimes you want to give up walking meditation entirely because you are walking all day or you are active all day. And it can be that you might just do the sitting meditation. You do not have to maintain walking and sitting in equal parts as a hard and fast rule, especially when your life involves physical exertion. The Buddha's advice regarding walking and sitting was mostly in regards to intensive meditation practice, wherein one lies down to sleep for only 4 hours each day and splits the remaining 20 hours walking, and sitting with minimal chores of eating and attending to one's bodily needs.